So here's the thing about setting the tone. Now, the set the tone to establish a particular mood or character for something. Now, setting the tone is simple, and most of you do it unconsciously and subconsciously. Let's talk about a television series. It tries to set the tone with its first episode, but the tone is really established within the first 4 to 6 episodes, and that sets the tone for the season. And you can apply that analogy to the seasons of your life. Now, a movie gets to set the tone within the first 15 minutes of the film. And most of the time, there are 3 acts to a film, and each act has a tone that has been set, but the overarching tone is set in the first 5 minutes of storytelling. A date tends to set the tone for a blooming romantic relationship, or not. A book sets the tone in the first chapter, and so on and so on. The tone changes and organically transforms on a roller coaster ride. But I desire to bring attention to who is setting the tone. Welcome back. This is the podcast, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. My name is Jonathan Navi, your ever grateful host, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. So in life, it's the relationships, the friendships, the work environment, your habits, your church, and family dynamics that are usually setting a pretty strong tone for the way things are unfolding, for the way the narrative is being portrayed. Here's the thing. Just become aware. Become the observer, and from a neutral standpoint, take that in. Then, realize you have more power to set the tone than you realize. Now, here's a bold statement. Take it with a grain of salt and a teaspoon of humor. Repeat after me. I set the tone for every experience in my life, regardless of context. That's right, repeat it. Da 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 da. This is my reality, and everybody else is a guest, visitor, or intruder. Yep, repeat that as well. I am the pin drop in the ocean of everything that ripples around me. It is my duty, responsibility, and privilege to set up my environment to the reality I desire to bless the world with. There are many things I can't control that may even contradict my reality. And that's okay. And if we really get down to it, after you repeat what I just asked you to repeat, that leads us to the serenity prayer, which is just grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm bringing this up because what I asked you to repeat can set a powerful tone. Another word for tone is intention. When you set these intentions, you have the ability to bloom the narrative. Most people are not conscious or creative enough to be aware that the narrative is something that you have the ability to color. You have the ability to transform the narrative into something spectacular. One of the highest grossing films of all time is Avatar. Now, James Cameron colored that film in a way that made it one of the highest grossing films of all time. Somebody else may have had that same story or that same simple idea. I don't know, Thumbelina? Ferngully? Dances with Wolves? but they did not color it in the way that James Cameron did. So this is your opportunity to grow and transform and to bloom things in a much more powerful way that makes it so that you're never bored, that puts huge power in your hands in order to live a narrative and to share a narrative that helps heal the planet. Take that in. Now, let's switch gears. Let's talk about being humble. Having your own reality does not make you a self-righteous, malevolent ruler like King Joffrey from Game of Thrones. It's the opposite, actually. You grow in caring and understanding that anyone and everyone is a supreme ruler over their reality, unconscious at the power that each of us holds. This way, compassion grows. Empathy is instilled because as they are, you were. As you are, they will evolve too. Now, I can stay in my lane and do what I do to the best of my ability. And all others can do is their thing. But they can see what I do and benefit from it only if I don't worry about their lane. I have a trust in my life. I have a trust in their life. No part of me can fragment for the sake of others. Now, is that harsh? I don't know. How can a fragmented me truly benefit and bless existence fully? How can a fragmented you do that? And when the capacity of a whole me can do more for souls than I could ever imagine, that's when the big aha happens. That's when you start to strut differently. When you start to carry yourself into a room as if you're floating and everybody can feel your presence, whether they're conscious of it or not. This is about you lighting up the room because you entered it. If I jeopardize my integrity for you, we both lose, for betrayal of self is the highest betrayal. Now, before I lose the thread of this conversation, as it expands beyond my grasp, let's go back to the tone. The tone travels through tones. My tone here is integration, a wholeness of self, a circle of being. I am because we are. And the only reason we are is because I am. You are. There really is no other way. A strong sense of self is necessary to be truly of value on a communal level. The question is, what tone are you setting for yourself and the world around you? What tone do you prefer to set? Which leads us back to intention. Here's a great way to set the tone going forward. What is meant for you cannot be stolen, taken, rushed, or avoided. Therefore, let go of the egoic need to hold on to the things exiting your life. That's right. And to quote one of the guests that we've had on the show before, Bethany Love, if it's meant to be, there is nothing you can do to fuck it up. Literally, nothing. All you have to do is stay in your lane and keep showing up to the best of your ability, taking powerful and discerned action. Now, let me ask you this. Is that too simple? Is that something that you can begin to wrap your mind around? Because if you're listening to this, I guarantee this message is for you. Or perhaps it's a message that you can impart or share with someone else. I don't know. I'm just a guy behind a microphone talking about waking up and smelling the miracles. What do I know? I don't know much, but I do know this. Water is wet. And when I talk about me or I in the poetry or some of the stuff that I share with you, I am talking about you and the larger I, the we. It is a reflection and an imprint for you to take on and for you to explore, kind of like a garment, clothes you're trying on to see if it's something that you want to spend more time with, you want to buy and actually own. So now, here are some prompts, some suggestions, some ideas for you to try on regarding the tone, your intentions. It's like listening to a really good song and being like, I want to apply that philosophy to my life. It's two short poems weaved together to drive the point home. Here we go. The call to action is real, and I hear it every day. Do I pick up an answer? Well, as much as I can. It takes commitment to act courageously. I like to think that honor is the domino that moves the rest of the pieces into inevitable motion. Inadvertently studied heroics before I constantly and intentionally became immersed in it. From being a kid, watching animated hero shows, to becoming a true professional actor, to being immersed in the world of business leaders, spiritual leaders, teachers of integrity, it has all been a study in the hero's journey. From the modern leading man to the gods of old, the myth of is the call to action. It holds true today as much as it ever has. Because I'm in the space to channel, open up the source, mix it with the current energy and set intentions to get to the heart of the matter. It's always time to shatter false facades and burn identity-limiting beliefs. My truth is mine, but it's sprouted from an aspect of the central sun. I flirt with reality to spark an intimate agenda, seduction in its purest form, forming a deep and meaningful connection. I entice and engage reality until she's mine. I honor, respect, and expand her with my mind. Protect our hearts. This is the most honorable duty, the pulse and the rhythm to my existence. Now, so intricately connected, fully exposed and erect in strength and certainty. I don't will this because I ought not try to control the outcome. I live in trust, surrendered by the love my God and world has for me. All this I can only transmit because this cycle is all there is or ever will be. I am in the God flow because the God flow is all there is. You are in the God flow because the God flow is all there is, and you are in all there is. So, there it is. And I realize that what I'm talking about here is intention. And I have a series on Instagram, on IGTV, called I Intend Daily. What I'm trying to bring home here, wrapped up in a pretty little bow, is the present moment and your ability to intend for your life. Your life is this moment. There is no other moment. When somebody cuts you off, you have the opportunity to yell an obscenity or the opportunity to say, hey, buddy, go bless yourself. A little bit of humor. You have the ability to not allow a moment to dictate the rest of the tone for your day. I don't know about you, but I've definitely been guilty of having one wrong thing happen in the morning and carrying it throughout the day. Like, I picked it up and I was like, this is kind of heavy, but you know what? I'm going to carry it and drag it with me for the rest of my day. And looking back, that's not the most optimum choice. And that's what intention and setting the tone allows you to do. Don't pick up that rock. That rock of heavy intention, because it is a choice to be cut off and have a grudge or a chip on your shoulder the rest of the day. The power of intention has the ability to allow you to rise to your greatest aspirations as long as you are relentless and ruthless with your intentions. And when I say ruthless, I'm hoping you got positive intentions. You will not relent when negativity or opposition shows up, because you have your intentions. Practice your intentions. Set the tone. Take the tone back when a negative obstacle tries to creep in on your world. Have the tool to take back the tone, to redirect where that pendulum was trying to swing you to. That is your power.
That is your opportunity, and that is the hint of your prophecy. Because if you are relentless, if you keep moving forward, you cannot fail. That's the deal. You made this deal before coming into this incarnation, this lifetime. There is a song in your heart. There is a mission in your soul. And it is up to you to intend, even if you mess up, even if you forget, come back to that intention. That is your North Star, and that is all I'm trying to help you reach. I was thinking about how I say, it's time to wrap this up, or something along those lines, and I realize it's because I'm trying to give you a present. A present is wrapped up, and it is my intention to deliver a message, wrap it up, whether it's in a paper bag or newspaper or really shiny, bright wrapping paper. There is an intention behind it, and there's the old saying, it's the intention that counts. It's what you meant to do. Action is extremely important. And even if all you have is a newspaper to wrap up a present, that shows where your intention is coming from. There is nothing wrong with intending and doing the best you can to the best of your ability, because your intention is driving your actions. I've said it before and I'll say it a million times. Everything you think, say, and do ripples out and has an effect that you may not ever see the consequence of. But it is happening, and the more you intend, the more you practice, the more your good and your energy is going out there and positively impacting the world around you. You will see the evidence of the positive impact within yourself, within those around you, your environment, and you have to believe and intend that it is having an effect on the world at large. I intend for you to feel really relaxed, confident, and powerful. I intend for you to experience any healing that your body desperately craves. I intend for you to allow the healing to just flow through you. And I intend for you to know and believe and to live with the intentions deep in your heart. Thank you for joining. May you go out there and flourish in ways you hadn't even imagined, but light you up. My name is Jonathan Navi, your ever grateful host, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. It's true. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. I'll see you next time here on the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.